Yeah, bro.
Ew.
Back on it. See what I want and I take advantage. Get to the back and I make a matter. Get a bitch bad, I could make a better. Came right back like a certified trapper. Came right back like a certified trapper. Came right back like a certified G. Came right back like a certified trapper. Came right back like a certified G. Yeah, yeah. Came back, got 35 G. Came back, 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 35 G.
Right back
to my hood, no security. Missed a couple funerals and made it feel safe.
Right back.
Bam, 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 bam. You can get shot just for showing up. Back when I brought that pack and come off 21. I charge you local, we in the club.
Yeah.
Don't want to feel when they want it.
Don't want to feel
when she shake it up. I was right there when they disrespect Bush with Bill. He a OG still. He blowing OG still. I'm a young OG for real. Blow up by the OZ for real. In the streets, the coldest snow. See what I want and I take advantage. Get to the back and I make a matter. Yeah, that bitch bad, I could make a better. Came right back.
Yeah, yeah. Wowzers.
Like a certified dirtbag.
Came right back.
You already know. The usual suspects is in the building. It's your boy J.R. or J.HCDB on IG. Holla at your boy.
Eddie Kane. Kane underscore. Yeah, Eddie Kane on it is bitch.
It never fails. Right on time. Eddie Kane.
Oh my goodness, this nigga's eating
and
donuts.
You know Eddie and donut mode. Your dog Flames P, your baby mother's favorite. Yes,
that's
sir.
Me, dog.
And that's enough for me, dog.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully not my baby mama's favorite, because this would make that podcast very awkward.
It was
like straight. Matter of fact, we got to talk outside after the show, bro.
Not just everybody baby mama favorite.
You know, we got to have a conversation.
I'm just really saying that people like me. I'm a good nigga.
Okay, all right. Just say people, because when you say my baby mama's like,
I'm just saying your baby mother's favorite.
You better be taking care of my kids right now.
Everybody else. Everybody excited. Everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Who else we got?
Am I gonna go? Okay, y'all. It's the blackest dude with the whitest name, D Ferg. What's up, everybody? I just pulled up on this bitch on the whim today, eating Subway.
So. Hey, man, we appreciate it. He ain't bring no snacks.
See how we do?
Most people do. They don't bring snacks.
He had a book bag. I thought he had snacks in it.
Nah, that's camera equipment.
What's your Instagram for all those who listen?
D Ferg, D F U R G. I do a bunch of shit. Travel, comedian.
Follow the nigga. Follow him to see what he do.
You have to.
You got to follow him to see what
he do. This guy is fucking hilarious, man. Like, hilarious. Like, no lie. So, but today, Flames wanted to start off.
Who else we got in him,
motherfucker? Oh, it's me. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Well, he was on the show.
Damn, I did.
Forgot about it.
So,
we got to tighten up the intro, bro. Olesky,
one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram, because somebody stole my verification check. I'm coming for it. All in your face, bitch. All right, man. So, Flames, how'd you want to start off the show today, man?
Really?
The question.
I wanted to kind of pose a question and see what y'all was thinking.
Yeah. All right.
Because after this, I'm about to go to this, like, little fight party type of shit. Even though the fight was, like, 3:45.
Wait. The Anthony Joshua shit?
Yeah, that's
Saudi Arabia.
But they got it on record.
Oh, so we don't know what happened.
No, we don't know. I know, but yeah.
I'm sure,
But I'm going to this little fight party, and my ex going to be there with her new guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
With her
new
guy.
I'm tuned in now.
Wow. Nigga snapped out of
it. Wow.
And I'm still going. And I'm so petty. I was like, you know what? I'm about to go there and wear the shirt she bought me for my birthday.
Great idea.
I bet your new dude look like
Senior Petty
Who
Pants.
Who party is it?
It's my nigga part.
Friend. Like, she cool with him.
Yeah,
too.
I met her through him.
Oh.
I like that.
I met her through him. So you know what I'm saying?
So she know you going to be there?
Yeah, she know now. Yeah, she know I'm be there.
She going to bring the nigga anyway.
Oh, I love that.
Nah, she was going to bring
what's
him.
What's wrong
you
with
know
that?
What I'm saying? Yeah, like,
what's
was,
wrong?
It's cool.
Yeah, she was going to bring him and shit.
It's cool.
I was like, shit, I'm coming anyway.
You going to stunt with the shirt she bought?
I'm just gonna be petty.
You gonna dap dude up?
Oh, you gonna be petty as
yes.
fuck.
Yes, my yeah. one of my aliases is the Senior Petty Pants.
Hey man,
you gonna be petty as
I,
fuck.
I love it, man. I love it.
So you don't, y'all. But feel I'm like going. It's an issue? You feel like it's an issue?
Nigga, that's the coolest shit.
But
ever.
It's pretty much gonna be an inside thing between you and her though,
because
he don't
kinda
know she bought
because,
the shirt.
But my nigga know.
She ain't gonna be like. I bought his shirt. You know that, right?
Yeah, like nigga, they not gonna know.
They gonna fight in the car.
Yeah, they not gonna know. But that's still being petty. But would you go though? Like, if you going somewhere, That's the question. Like, would you go somewhere like to a party or get together
that you know your ex and her?
Yeah, man. If I'm, if I want to go, I'm gonna go anyway. Like, don't stop her. She can't stop you from living.
What? Exactly. Right. I like it. In fact, that makes the fight even more.
No, it shouldn't make the fight nothing. Like, you should just go and ignore the bitch.
Because since you're gonna say, it's gonna make her laugh.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be worried about her though. You can't. Yeah.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about her. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. But me made her happy and made her laugh.
Niggas is so petty. Niggas gonna say no joke and just
maybe
look dead at her.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I can still fuck your bitch, my dog.
Nah, yeah. Like, that nigga leg went back far as fuck. You know.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to go in and just be cordial and be, you know.
See, I don't even think I got petty in me to be like worried about her. Like, I ain't. If I know she gonna be there, my whole thing is to like avoid the situation. I ain't trying to.
I don't know, man. If he not a nigga, I'll fuck her today.
Nah, I was.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's
you should.
You better change the game. You got to take your old.
You're not wearing that shirt.
I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm definitely not going to do that because that will be a fight on the way back to the crib with me.
How?
I ain't trying to do that.
Why?
Women are women.
How is it going to be a fight?
Because women are women. Who just said that?
But she there with her dude. You bring your girl. Like, what's the status?
Shit, the women know. They be like, nigga, you what? You used to fuck
you
her?
You fuck her?
Yeah.
Are you fucking me?
Like, you fucking fuck her?
They be like, nah, I seen that little side eye you gave her.
Damn, girl. Like, we living in America. What's wrong with upgrading? Shit. Like, you can't get mad at
you
me.
You ain't the last bitch
chick
in the
that
world.
I fucked before.
I'm just going to be festive, man. It's holiday time.
Like, shit. You can't be mad at that. That's yeah. All, yeah. No, I, so, that's yeah. All step in your
so
game.
So go to the fight party, wear her shirt that you bought.
And, she bought it, yeah.
Make her regret it then.
Would you have worn a shirt if your girl was coming? Be 100.
You got to be keeping your petty pants.
Me being the meat. Yes, I would have.
Wait, but how did y'all relationship end? You left or she left? Like,
I did. Oh, somebody got to be the bad guy.
I mean, so then you hold all the keys, my nigga. Like, if she left you, then it'd be all the more reason to flex. But you stop fucking with her.
Yeah,
so.
I was just,
now at this point, you're just breaking her heart more. That's
mm-hmm. All right, yes.
You're an asshole.
You deserve the name you gave yourself.
Nah, I don't know, man. I probably would. Like, in my 30s now, like, I could do that and be, like, cordial as fuck. Like, yo, what's up? Like, I don't even care about my dude. Especially if it's some homies that I really fuck with. Like, I ain't about to let, you know what I'm saying? No
yeah,
bullshit.
I'm not going to come come to your shit because she coming.
Yeah, and I'm not going to cause no shit.
Because at first I wasn't going to go. And I was like, you know what? Nah, fuck it. I'm going to stay.
Like, 20s? Like, nah, nigga. Like, shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck if I broke up with her. She broke up with me. Nah, dog. I'm good.
Me in my 20s. Yeah.
It's going to be a fight, dog.
In my 20s, yeah. I'm trying to get some drinks in my system. And then I'm staring at the nigga all night.
I ain't about to do that. I can't do that. Y'all see your petty pants.
You get that Henny in your system, like, I fuck that nigga up.
She clean.
That nigga's a bitch.
This nigga is a lame. your homie's voice just echoes in your head. That nigga's a lame.
He's a lame. Like, in a high class dirt bag.
Nigga probably got a 401k or some bullshit like that.
And after I leave here tonight, I'm probably be a high class dirt bag again tonight.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. The world is full of high class dirt bags.
Always on the rough.
Nah, but I mean, I wouldn't have no problem with dude. I mean, he doing a damn public service, man. You get my ex off my back, dog.
Oh, no, I definitely have no problem.
Yeah,
never know nothing.
I'm dapping you up like, yes, my dog.
Thank you.
Like, dapping that nigga up like a used car salesman that knew just sold him a lemon. Like,
hey,
yeah.
Anybody
like,
ever had that bitch
just took this lemon off my hand I got from the auction.
And look, you might bring that lemon back. You might bring that lemon back. Nah, you go ahead.
Nah,
no. But what if you missed that bitch?
Huh?
I know you don't miss this specific
said,
one.
What if you missed that?
But what if you missed
that? That's when you go stuntacular, dog.
Really?
You gotta put on shit you don't wear.
Yeah. I'm coming out like Prince Akeem, Aluababwa.
If you miss her, you gotta come with a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. If you miss her, you gotta take a bitch. You can't go like you. You can't go. And she come with a date and you come solo. Now you like.
So it's a bigger power move that he ain't bringing nobody.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, damn, if I miss that, I don't know what I'd do if I miss that bitch.
I'm pulling out all the stops.
If you missed it, you're gonna hurt yourself by going and watching her with her nigga.
But what if I'm a addicted to pain? Like that type of pain.
Like seeing that shit?
Yeah.
Like seeing that shit, but then
like
you're a different type of nigga. You're a different type of nigga if you like inflicting that kind of pain on yourself.
I mean, I ain't tripping. I ain't gonna be like, oh my goodness, like, oh, I'm so heartbroken. Especially if it, if like you ended it, like you obviously ended it for a reason. So like, shit, man, I ain't gonna trip. But shit, dog, if that motherfucker do some fuck shit, then I'm definitely stunting on him. Especially if I know the niggas in my partner house, dog. Like, shit, nigga. Yeah. Like, nigga, yeah, dog. That's when you start saying shit like, man, I'll fuck a fuck nigga up right now.
But the partner, her partner, though. So, and like, you know.
That's
so
when
I
you wanna, start asking questions like, where the nigga from?
I don't want to compromise him. Because that's her partner. That's her partner, too.
Who he fuck with?
Like a nigga about to say.
What do you do?
He's from the pit that Bane came from. Like, dog, what are you about to say? He's like, man, he from Pleasantville, Illinois. Like, man, I fuck this nigga up. Man, he from Pleasantville. Nigga, fuck this.
Nah, I ain't never gonna go to fisticuffs with no nigga about no bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? That's rule number 7 in the RPA. We never.
You wouldn't fight for no bitch?
Never in life.
I got a question.
Never in life.
What if
home?
The new dude.
I don't give a fuck.
Had, her and the new dude had a conversation on the way to the party, and she was like, yeah, my ex gonna be there, blah, say, blah, da da da, whoopie whoop. And then when y'all got, he was giving you static intent.
Oh, we got
a
No, I'm still
but that's still fighting over a bitch, though.
No, that's fighting over a bitch ass nigga.
But see, I'm still not gonna do nothing. I'm gonna be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, respect, King.
No,
if he's mean mugging you,
and every time you in the kitchen trying to get a beer, like he bump you or some shit.
Nah, we got a problem, nigga.
To me,
it still ain't gonna be no problem because now I already see you upset about this little run. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Be like, bro, hey, I'm pull him to the side, like, hey, bro, ain't no thing with your, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it gotta be a conversation, gotta be had.
It gotta be, because that's what grown men do. And, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with you, man.
She a good girl.
Because I'm gonna come to him like a player. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look,
man. Time a nigga say.
I'm like the Mac, man. I'm my favorite movie of all time. I'm gonna come to you like a player, man. Hey, we gonna do this shit like gentlemen, you gonna get in some gangster shit. You don't want to get in that gangster shit with no bitch.
Niggas.
And I ain't going to get in no gangster shit
with no bitch.
First
thing I'm going to say, what's up? What's up,
Clark? I ain't going to say that.
What's up?
Hey, man, how you feeling?
It depends.
Everybody know that's like, that's universal language for do you want smoke? What's up?
No, because we had this conversation.
Yeah,
because
I don't
want
smoke.
Then both of y'all in the kitchen, like, what's up? No, nigga, what's up?
Because you're going to be mad and be like, nah, I don't want smoke.
I'm straight to fight now.
I tell niggas straight, nah, I don't want smoke. Not by her. You know, that was all, you know what I'm saying? If you feel some type of way, whatever she said to you, whatever, you know, woody woop. But, you know, I don't want to smoke with you.
Okay,
you know what
I get that.
That's been some real shit because in real life, niggas really don't want smoke with I'm...
You know what's sad, you know, though?
I understand what you're saying, bro, but, like, I mean, some motherfuckers just want that smoke.
Let me tell you what's sad about the whole thing.
But they ain't never been talked to.
It's some niggas that ain't never going to have that problem getting pussy.
Like, some niggas
out here that's not fucking, bro.
But see them the niggas who want the smoke when
this
they
niggas
get
that's not getting laid.
But see them the
Did
niggas
you know
who.
That?
Dog, I'm a firm believer in most niggas that shoot. Dog, if you bust a nut before you go kill a nigga, dog, I promise you, you probably won't kill.
You know why though? You know why I think a lot of niggas ain't
busting
nuts
so long.
A lot of niggas don't know how to start fucking.
Time out. What?
You gotta explain
that.
Yeah, please go deeper on that one,
please. Okay, so you with a chick? Y'all kicking it Netflix until chill type situation. How you spark it off?
Mm.
Some niggas don't know.
How you not know if you at the house and eat my
food? No, some niggas is oblivious.
Some niggas don't know.
Okay,
so your nigga might not. Nigga might be like, yeah, she want to fuck. She go to the bathroom. She come back. This nigga naked.
But see, listen.
That ain't how you get the pussy, my nigga.
That nigga tripping.
That ain't how you get the pussy.
God damn, who you know like that?
Bro,
this nigga 13.
I've been talking to chick. A chick told me one day a nigga was kicking it with her Netflix and chill. That nigga just. First thing he say was, hey, yo, you eat my ass?
What? Yo. The nigga said that?
The nigga said it.
Let's see.
Is he from Florida?
He was about to get the pussy. He was about to get the pussy.
Niggas do that.
He fucked it up by doing some goofy shit.
That nigga said, is he from Florida?
This nigga said he from Florida.
This is why I got expunged on the RP.
All you
got
to do is watch the news. Yeah, Florida.
I'm talking about Florida niggas like that.
Florida is different, nigga. This is a different type of nigga.
Hey, eat my ass.
Like, hey. Hey, that like not. Hey, what you doing
that
tomorrow?
Nigga skipped first base, second base, third base, and the home run.
You,
that nigga, trying to go to the Hall of Fame without playing a game.
But a chick asking you that right before ain't weird. Like y'all watching a good movie.
It's still
gonna
be the same outcome.
You not gonna fuck.
I'm not eating your ass.
Oh, I thought I'm straight.
That's
so. But are you gonna fuck? Are you gonna fuck them?
Yeah.
If y'all sitting there, she look and let me eat your ass. You gonna be like,
nah, I'm
gonna
be thinking that bitch trying to fuck.
Well, listen, chill,
like she trying to, like she trying to be on some damn.
Let me explain.
You gotta relax.
Let me explain.
You gotta relax.
You gotta relax. That's what I'm telling her. Like, oh,
and it's a real. We just went out to tacos. Bitch, hell nah, you crazy.
I just ate chili, man.
You like that?
I just ate some chili. No.
You see who we ate for dinner, bitch?
Even if I didn't.
Why they gotta throw the footballs all game?
Why they trespassing them? Y'all gotta see this shit.
This shit is terrible.
Well, hold on, let me explain this real.
This motherfucker trespassing the footballs.
The niggas who not getting no pussy, but who don't know how to get pussy, just don't know how to. And you know what I'm saying? When they look at how it's easier for
now, listen. Key word: they get bitches.
No, but they don't.
You ain't sealing the deal.
Because you don't get bitches if you ain't getting pussy.
I'm going to tell you why, though.
That's like a car. It's like a car salesman.
It's no,
check it
it's
out.
No thing
one
you
goes,
get.
One goes, one goes, one,
no,
it's hand in hand.
It's no thing that you get bitches
some
and,
niggas
and,
be
and you ain't getting no pussy.
Just the dudes like, that take them out to eat and then take them over.
Because they don't know. They don't know how. They don't know.
And what I'm saying.
But what I'm trying to say is the thing is that you don't get pussy. Pussy get you. Like, the pussy gonna come for you.
That's what I'm trying to... That's what I was telling nigga. I said, like, if you wait long enough, my nigga... Not, like, wait for a bitch,
you don't
but,
have
like,
to wait long
if
enough.
You just...
If you be...
Chill.
That's what I'm saying. If you be you...
Don't be thirsty.
That's the way waiting.
Look. If you talk to... Tell you talk to a chick for a week. Bro, by next week, you smashing.
Yeah.
Easy.
Facts.
You smashing.
But if you, at least I thought.
But if
one
you,
day.
But, look,
one day.
But if you talk to her tonight, you can... Probably smash her tonight.
Yeah.
Depending on what your conversation is. Depending on what your conversation is.
I think it gotta be a date. It gotta be a take you out.
Depending on what your conversation is.
And then after that, that might be the last date you ever gotta take her on.
If I start talking to a girl before Tinder,
what you said,
bro?
What happens on Tinder?
You fuck first night.
See, we ain't doing that. But we ain't doing that. What I'm saying is, I'm saying it's being an extraordinary gentleman that you are.
Do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so
I heard about the Tinder. My nigga, I'm out of Tinder.
Explain Tinder. Can you explain
Tinder?
I'm literally like in the dark about this.
It's 2019, dog. If you don't know what the fuck Tinder is, don't listen.
It's like Amazon for bitches, bro.
You bullshit.
It is. I had to put myself on punishment when I was out in these streets.
Fact,
I was like, you know, I had 2 months sexual activities.
You gotta put yourself on the sideline. Like, what are you doing?
I was on Tinder.
I was on Tinder, yeah.
That should have turned you into a whore.
I heard the swipe right joke, right?
It will turn you into a whore.
What's the difference between using Tinder and just going outside?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just two different apps of getting bitches.
So, no, I mean, I'm talking about going outside.
You got the online.
So what I'm saying is, so you feel like...
Okay, here you go. Let me tell you the difference.
You can't...
If you meet a chick in person, mm-hmm. you might get fucked that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in the next few hours from meeting her. On the app, you probably got to put in little work.
Really?
Very less.
Some texting.
Not a lot.
Some texting.
But the thing is.
Yeah.
So it's just thoughts.
But the thing is, of knowing is that you can go outside and put in the same amount of work as the internet shit.
Less.
Or less. And get something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, less.
It depends on the setting.
To me, it depends on the person.
Okay. All right.
But it's the environment. Like, internet is. You don't gotta go nowhere. You ain't gotta
internet
look for
neutral.
Nothing.
But like, so if you on the internet,
if you in the right place, it's gonna be some bitches.
You obviously looking for something too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, when you catch a chick, we talked about this on the Battle of the Sexes episode. When you catch a chick, say like, you know what I'm saying? All her job, like on some shit, it's different, dog. Like, it depends.
But it's the thing.
The scenario.
The thing of what I'm saying is the thing of what I'm saying is you can meet a chick right now on the internet, woody woop. But if you go outside and then you got like you. Do a little thing, go to the mall, go to the store, go to Walmart, woody woody, gas station, come back home. If 10 bitches don't like really choose on you, like what is you doing?
Oh, okay, but maybe
like,
I can
what is you,
maybe
like,
answer the question like this. What's your
fastest, I don't know, dog.
What's your fastest turnaround, Tinder versus real life?
Me personally.
What you mean your fastest turnaround?
Like the fastest talking to fucking.
Yes.
Real life.
That's okay, what's that turnaround like? 4 hours?
At the most,
man. Y'all motherfuckers is gonna say, y'all motherfuckers gonna get everybody done.
You think it's easy?
Like, if you're in a party setting, yeah, it'll happen easy, but like, just every day.
That's what I'm saying, because the internet is neutral, bro.
Yeah, so what was your last
time? If you on the internet, you obviously.
If that.
A day?
Or that day.
On Tinder?
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your fast turnaround in person?
I never thought about
pretty
that.
Pretty much, it got to be pretty much the same.
But it depends, because I was at a Halloween party, so that.
That don't count.
Yeah, like.
Halloween parties on like, shit like that. Parties
but,
down,
but see, shit like that, I've been doing that shit, like. My whole life, like constantly, like
you've been out here.
Think about when you think about like a college party, like
different type of mentality. You a college party, adult party,
she there, yeah, and you end up hooking up with her and smashing. That was only a couple hours of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you ain't even have to work for. You might not even know her name.
Yeah, but the preheat, she was already preheated.
Not necessarily.
Like, before she got to that party. Before she got to that party.
No. You can't speak on all women like that. They all ain't preheated, bro.
All of them.
No.
God damn.
I mean, like I said,
so you telling me
niggas who did the tenant.
Views of Eddie Kane. You telling me they come out. You telling me women go out already ready to fuck.
I want to tell you that the average
woman go out already ready to fuck.
Yes. He's right.
Yes.
He's
what? 100% and then they, right. In their mind, there's some shit they admitted to me. Yes. And they should have never told me this, but they admitted to me. They said, in their mind, when it's on their mind, it don't matter.
But the thing is.
The third nigga could get it. It don't matter.
But the thing is. But like the thing number. Is.
The seventh the nigga that approached me today.
I don't know, bro.
But nigga like me, I be the third nigga.
Right.
Because there be other niggas before us.
I be the third nigga.
Nigga don't know.
So hold on. So it's safe to say one and two preheats it?
They ain't know how to.
No.
What type of bitches we talking about? Like, is they bad?
If they fours, they give you everything.
If they fours, they ready already, all day, every day.
No, all bitches. Because I'm saying, if them first two niggas. You might have the bread, or you might do the woody 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 woo. But you ain't got that motherfucking thing.
I see where y'all coming from, but I just can't believe that. Yeah, I can't be on board with that statistic. You said the average woman go out already ready to fuck.
Yes.
That's a fact.
When they go to a setting like a party,
less
than
average.
Party,
I say less.
They want to meet somebody they want to fuck.
So what percentage? What percentage?
85%.
I say
55. Even special ed girls be hot. Right. And they special ed.
They're probably always ready though. Right. They can't control
that. Girl that socially know what she doing, she out here putting that thing.
85%.
I don't know, bro. I just can't say like hoes is getting good. Like women is like, I'm fucking tonight.
Yes.
Nah.
You haven't met them.
That's what they've admitted it. In a large female setting, seven women admitted to me that fact.
Like a stranger. They go fuck a stranger.
In their mind, when they leave the house.
I'm going to meet a nigga and fuck him.
The pussy is ready to be taken. When they get to the crib that night and it's been like a bad day of hunting, they pissed off.
I've been that nigga.
This nigga said a bad day of hunting.
That's what they look like. When they go, nigga, we all know.
But they don't go hunting.
Yes, they do.
They just go out and dress up and like.
Women go hunting.
Dangle themselves in front of the
house. Okay, I got it.
Women go hunting.
This is how they told me it was.
Women go trapping. I say they go trapping. They do. They don't go hunting.
No, they go hunting.
They go hunting.
No.
They are hunting.
From my experience, I'm letting you know, women go hunting.
Well,
hunting.
From the guy's experience, like, that's completely
I ain't had that experience. I ain't gonna even hold you. I ain't never seen a group of chicks like that.
They ain't looking for no easy kill. They not looking for no easy kill.
I've been places where it been bitches, like, choosing, but not, like, with the sole purpose to fuck that night.
I went out to places where bitches took me home to their crib that night. And it's that not night. One, two,
I
three.
I get girl. It. But I mean, not like God. She ain't leave the house wanting to do that.
Yes, she did.
Shit.
In her mind, she's leaving the house to fuck.
That's shit. What I'm saying. I can't accept that.
They're in the shower.
Wait, you don't believe that?
Nah.
Washing and
I mean, maybe like once they get there, like, I'm gonna fuck this nigga. But like not before they leave the house.
No, look, when they wake up, we do that.
We leave the house like, shit, I gotta get some pussy tonight.
Them bitches worse. Them bitches is worse.
I don't know if they do that.
You ever denied a woman sex more than
you know why? I can't. I just can't visualize it and like internalize it because it's
so
like.
So upset.
It's so raw.
Man, once they
be in the shower, washing and shaving shit for that soul. I thought she was just shaving to keep it clean and tidy. She shaved it and she said,
Yo, we gonna have to do a dirtbag on the street on that, bro.
Yeah, we got to.
We gonna have to do that dirtbag.
What's the question? What's the percentage?
Do women go out looking for dick?
I can follow my life.
I need to know this.
See, I go in.
That's an excellent question.
Do women go out hunting for dick? I need to know.
They do.
They say they do. I don't know.
I can't say they don't. I say it's 50-50. Instagram full of all these athletic trainers. They hunt digitally.
But I don't know if they hunting for dick. They might be hunting for a sponsor, some bread.
They're hunting for a good time.
I think they hunt for bread.
They're hunting for a good time for that.
Yeah, but they hunt most women. They're hunting for the best time that their body can afford.
Those type of women, like, you know what I'm saying? These working class, I'm talking about working class, you know what I'm saying, going to work, boss chicks, they're looking for a good time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to say that.
Yeah. Oh, no, the boss chicks are the worst.
Even I'm talking about all of them because they're not. Because they're not. Actually, they're the easiest.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They're the easiest. So, in their mind, they want it one way. They want it. Then that's the only way you had to get it.
Dragged out and then be like, all right, I'm going back to work.
If you hear, pretty much, they want to be body slammed and then sit packing.
Hey, man. Especially if they're from Florida.
God damn. Florida strikes again. Florida strikes again. I gotta go to Florida then. Is they getting popular?
Oh, nah,
don't. Yeah,
you're
right.
Don't go to Florida during spring break.
A woman is a woman.
That's crazy, man. All right, so I got a question, man. So I was reading the news the other day, and it, you know, one of those little bullshit ass little pop up ads was like, Beyonce, friend of a friend who works for her, leaks all, and it was like, she has stink breath. I'm like, okay. Well, that's kind of fucked up to be like, yo, like that seems petty as fuck to be like, yeah, they got, I'ma tell the blogs this.
So what, Beyonce, they saying Beyonce got halitosis.
Got halitosis,
somebody
right?
Somebody said she had dry pussy too.
So right? I'm like, all right, so.
Somebody said Sierra had a dick at one point.
I'm not gonna speak on that, but that, which, it made me want to ask a question to y'all.
Trill always trying to keep them sponsors. He don't never piss nobody off.
Hey, man. You can piss anybody. I ain't going to speak on that, too. But
they ain't going to go back in the archives and deny us a contract.
Hell no, man. I don't know.
Hey, we said fuck Popeye. We just like, I ain't going to say all that now.
If you can recall, back in 2019, you did say.
No, I never said nigga. That. Look at the tape.
Burn no bridges over here.
Watch this, y'all. McDonald's ain't about shit.
We burn no bridges.
But anyway, could you fuck with the baddest chick you ever had, right? Like, I'm talking about the baddest. Like, everything you ever wanted, everything, but she just got
no.
Bad. I dated two chicks like that.
Yep, I did too.
No, nigga.
And I couldn't. Well, I couldn't take it.
Was it bad all the time? Or was it like, it was a constantly bad, but it was like 20%.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's always
it's bad. Like
that's fucked up.
I couldn't do that, man. No. That's rough.
I can't do that.
Man,
if you bringing something to the table, if you bringing some paper or something over here,
no,
we gonna get your shit together because I'm gonna come to you for real. Like I'm gonna come to you for real. Like, hey, baby, your breath. You know what I'm saying? The shit kicking.
Your breath.
He said, I'm gonna come to your crib. Baby, your breath.
Yeah, your breath kicking. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna tell her like that.
Hell no, you gotta let them know. But you know what I'm saying? Because they'll laugh at some shit like that. You like, no, you crazy? And I'm like, no.
But you know what? I'm serious. You right. If she like that chick,
you gotta be honest with these.
If she like that chick and like you really fuck with her,
I'm doing to everybody. Okay, I gotta be honest.
Because
with
she could change that. She
what
could
would
change
you do
that.
With a consistently?
What if she change? You gotta tell her.
What?
So don't treat the breath no different.
And her body just stinks.
On the pussy the first time, no. Listen.
Every time y'all fuck, it's amazing, but it stinks.
No, you gotta tell her like, the first time. Ain't not gonna be amazing if it stinks.
It is the best pussy you have ever
seen. No, it's not. It's not.
It's a hand inside of a vagina.
No.
That's a fucking
rub
question.
Rub, strokes your head.
No.
It was so gentle.
It's a vagina in the vagina.
It's a vagina in the vagina.
No, you don't understand.
And the vagina on the outside is 19. The one on the inside.
No.
In the headlock.
You don't understand.
Her vagina on the inside got a beater on it.
No. See, it's a thing called like a brain to dick relay.
That motherfucker smell like trash can juice.
That trash can juice smell going to negate all that good pussy. That smell going to negate all that good pussy, bro.
But that pussy is amazing.
Listen, the pussy going to go down because that shit stinks so bad.
And you busted a nut.
How would I know it's amazing when it's funky?
Check this out. Somebody give you a Bentley. Okay. But you sit in that bitch and it smell like shit.
All day?
You gonna still drive that bitch?
Hey, can I roll the window down?
You're not gonna drive that
bitch. You'll drive for 2 days.
There's nothing you can do to get rid of the smell. You can roll the window down, you still smell shit.
You'll try it.
Nigga, it smells like that.
Is it still amazing? amazing? Is it still amazing?
Free gas for life?
No.
Hey, free gas for life?
Nope.
I'm good.
Free oil changes? Like, nope.
I'm going to ride through the car. I'm going to ride through the car wash my windows down.
That's a no for me, though. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
It's a Bentley.
No, you ain't going to. Ain't no. I don't care fuck how good the pussy is. That first whiff.
Okay, it only happens when she comes.
Me and my man ain't going to collaborate.
I had a truck that Stephanie carries on. She was in the Army. And
what? Come stink?
No, yeah, like, when she was good. Like, she was wet and consistent, but as soon as she came, it was the worst smell I ever
smelled.
He said the worst smell I ever smelled.
Pull out the camera, look at my face.
Oh, that's a problem, bro. That's a problem.
Her name is Stephanie Carries on. She's bad in the mouth.
This nigga said her name.
She's sick.
Yeah, that's a problem. She's something that means like. That's like a tree frog. Like, something come out of her.
No.
She's secreting some kind of toxic shit, bro. Like, you can't.
Keep
that
squid.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? He said when she came, it was the worst smell I ever smelled.
Hey man, you have fun with your shenanigans, Eddie. I'm gonna pass. That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm good. So like,
hard pass.
That's a hard pass for everybody.
Yeah, chick breath thing though. You know, you can depend on what. Like I said, it depends on what. You know,
you can talk that up. You can talk that up.
Depending on what your other assets are.
A lot of gum around the house.
Like you gotta. I mean, do we need to go to the dentist? Like what? What do
you?
You
got a bad tooth.
Yeah, that's a tooth.
If you have, we gotta get married so I can put you on my insurance.
You might have to get your tonsils removed.
Yeah, no, but you already
get your throat scraped. Get her throat scraped. Like you gotta scrape your throat.
Yo, straight up.
Come on over here.
You already need a job, and why aren't you using your dental plan?
$150 a year.
I need education. You already got a job, bitch. You got dental.
You can take her to the dentist school. You know what I'm saying? They do this shit.
Come back, be like, I got some good news. Yeah, she just had a bad molar. Like, oh, thank you.
We about to remix this. We about to remix her home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what?
Yes.
Root canal.
Bitch pussy had a problem.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it was good though.
Nah,
jacket trash.
Yeah. Everybody done damn hit something, and damn at the time you hit her, you like, damn, that breath kind of kicking.
Not good.
Just don't try to kiss me.
Not good.
You gonna kiss her in the
mouth? Hey, what color is is Kool Aid Man?
Red.
Red, man.
Bullshit.
Don't say cherry.
How is he red?
Oh my God. We said what color?
What color is the?
We talking about colors, right?
Yeah.
He's red.
Man, the man is opaque. He's opaque. The juice inside him is red.
This,
bro,
what is this?
Bro, the Kool-Aid man.
That was good.
What the fuck?
He's transparent
because
he's a glass. That's
No, he's not a glass, bro. He's
a glass.
He's the glass and the Kool-Aid.
No, the Kool-Aid doesn't define him.
The Kool-Aid is like the blood, bro. The Kool-Aid is like the blood.
Nah, I'm starting to think nasty.
What blood? What? Is that really Kool-Aid?
It's blood.
What if that's not Kool-Aid?
It's blood. That's it. He's just like a jellyfish. We just see right through this nigga.
A cup. Upside down.
That's crazy.
Hey, speaking of fish, man, you know the cuttlefish, right? It's such a dope ass fish, and you shouldn't eat it. Why? Because the cuttlefish has
that's the pufferfish, right?
Yeah, the puffer. Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah. So you shouldn't eat it. And this is the reason why. Not just because it's poisonous in the motherfucker.
Bro, you high, bro? You just
I'm about to say what the hell are you talking about?
Random shit.
The cuttlefish has DNA within it that can change sexes.
You was watching the 72 Most Deadly Experience.
No, I went to the natural.
It's Christmas time. Hold on, man. Hold on, man.
Nigga, that's a gift I do not want to talk.
Hey, don't fuck. Don't eat no cuttlefish or no pufferfish
or no stink pussy.
But it's Christmas time.
It is.
It's that season, man.
Oh man, it is.
It's Christmas time. It's about to be 2020.
It's scamming season, nigga.
But Christmas is here.
Don't let nobody
scamming season. And it's
don't let nobody
season.
Tell you the Western Union them $200 and they send you $2,000.
Keep your fire on you out here in these streets.
I almost did that one time.
Me too.
That man, I was 18. I was
ready. I was ready, boy.
Yeah.
I was ready, boy.
Hey. My baby mama did that.
What?
She gave her last $100 to a nigga who's gonna flip it for $1,000 or some shit like
that.
Yeah. She couldn't like tell me like straight
ladies,
out.
Don't do that unless it's me telling you to do it. I'm definitely gonna bring it back to you. Don't get me wrong, I'm gonna bring it back.
She like, I lost my last $100. I said, well, I said, how the fuck you do that?
Since it's Christmas time.
Right.
Go.
But this is high class dirt bags.
Okay, all right.
High class.
What was your most fucked up Christmas?
that you remember, like the saddest Christmas. You was not even saddest, but like the one you was like, man,
one of my favorite.
This shit. And then we can go to the best after that. You know what I'm saying? Your best Christmas. Not just saddest. You know, I take that back.
One of my most vivid Christmas memories.
No, I want to hear the fucked up shit. What can we talk about that?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you how I found out there was no Santa, right?
Oh, that's fucked up.
So, all right, I'm sitting here chilling
with my dirtbag.
I grew up in it. My dad had a
trailer. Let's tell that story. How we found out.
We want to talk about nobody dying.
I ain't stupid.
You thought you was gonna get something and you didn't get it.
Oh well, shit, nigga, that was every Christmas. That was every Christmas.
I was way off.
I want to get this dog. It was always the Dollar General brand version of that shit. Like, you want the Nerf gun? Nah, we got the Dollar General Nerf
you
gun.
You got that shit?
That you can only use their Nerf bullets and shit for. You be like, damn, dog, like, this shit whack.
Losing a bitch in 3 hours.
The suction cup completely disintegrated.
Like a Mission Impossible message.
Them was your Christmases?
Yeah. You lose all the darts in 3 hours. You like, fuck, I'm just shooting this motherfucker.
I'm just shooting this motherfucker.
I got a Negro League jersey, like sweater. It had all. I was like, nigga, who is the St. Louis Chattahoochee?
Satchel Paige. You had a Satchel Paige.
Who is it? And it was like the year when all of you remember NFL Pat Jackson throw. I had to wear that shit to school. And these civil rights teams.
You had the New York Black Crackers and shit.
The Alabama Creeping Beans. Who the fuck is them niggas?
How old was you when you got that?
I had to be at least 12 or 13.
Damn. Star pitcher Willie Earl.
Okay, I got one.
Nigga, I don't even want to play baseball.
Remember when like, Jodeci was big and they used to wear them big boots?
Did you get the high techs?
The high techs.
You got
the high techs. I got some fake high techs, man.
And
my homies had the real ones. They was in class. They came back to school with the real joints. When we came back to school, I had the fake joints. I had the flex. Like, I had to, you know, everybody looking at the bottom, like, let me see the bottom. Because they say high tech on the bottom. And I was like, nah.
I thought she was going to say, you got the real high techs. I was going to say, nigga, that's amazing.
Nah, nigga, I got the fake high techs, nigga. That shit crushed me.
I remember
me,
when Starberry opened that store in the mall, dog. And my mom had $100. I was like, oh, I heard Starberry got a store. Here's $100. Dog, you go to that motherfucker like a kick, dog.
Buy everything,
dog. Them
come
shoes.
Out with 6 pair of sneakers.
Yeah, dog. As soon as you put them shoes on, mm-hmm. you take 2 steps to Soul Bop up.
Shit was like $15.99.
Nah, my sister bought me some Willie Esco. Fuck y'all. First of all,
no. Hold on. No, not for nothing.
I some of them
Willie Esco was big.
Yeah,
was
no,
big. No, bro.
I like
so,
that long.
That was the Nas shit.
I had some Esco joints.
No, but she bought me 3 outfits and I had to rotate them shit.
Nigga said, I had some Willie Esco.
So I had
that
to put,
bad.
All,
I'd
yeah,
have
I had to put the shirt with a different set of pants. Yeah. I had to put a blue shirt with red pants and then black with orange. It was crazy. I had to do that shit for a whole fucking year, too.
I said that shit in the song.
My fit was clean, but my shoes was from Dollar General, so it was kind of like, it didn't go together.
Oh, shit. Dollar General?
Yeah, the ones that were tied together.
I
grew up good, man.
I ain't never had no shoes from Dollar.
I was supposed
General.
To get
really? Been at the bottom too.
I've been at Payless a lot of times.
Dollar General.
Payless,
you might as well have said Texaco.
Nah, me and my dad used to go in there and shop. Like, we used to shop in Dollar General, like try them on and everything. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, nigga, you was living the real life. The Dollar General that got clothes in it.
Yeah,
nigga.
I had overalls. I had
the
only thing I ever bought.
I bought my first tall tee from Dollar General.
Dollar General did some shit.
You was from the country.
Yeah, Air Force lookalikes calling Muhammad's and shit.
No, I ain't never got the shoes. I ain't never getting the shoes.
Nigga had a Ramadan.
One Christmas, you just had to heel out.
One Christmas, I thought I was gonna get a Nintendo 64.
Okay.
I told my father I wanted a Nintendo 64.
You have rich aspirations.
This nigga gave me $5. Dog, I was mad at this nigga for years.
He gave him five dollars.
Nigga, what?
You can't even get a Nintendo
32.
I'm like 13, boy. I'm like, nigga, I already spent this. Why you gave it to me, nigga? Like $5.
Money gone, bro. 2 bags of chips and juice.
What the fuck? But look, the funniest shit ever, though. My little cousin, yo. That nigga was like, yo, man, remember that? My daddy got us some Tims. He got us some Tims for Christmas.
I know which ones he got.
So I swear to God, me and my sister recipes. We go to the crib, they open in their gifts. Nigga said, we got some Tims. I sweat on everything. I should say T-I-M-S on the side of the on everything I love. Man, we ate that shit up the whole Christmas
day. He got some Tims, though. They really got Tims.
I got you some Tims.
No, look. I'll see you to this day.
I got some Timothys.
Not no Timberlands.
It's Ricardo's.
That was the funniest shit ever in life on Christmas,
dog. I got a PS2. PS2 was the best Christmas. I knew I wasn't gonna get that month. I knew I wasn't gonna get it, but they asked me and I sarcastically at like 13 was like, maybe a PS2.
Nigga, that's great, dog. See, I wish nigga shit.
I got a go-kart. I got a go-kart 1 year, dog. That was my favorite shit ever, lit. Nigga. I was in the hood, like
that's
nigga.
Lit.
Who are you picking up? Yeah,
how old was you?
I was like 10.
Oh,
maybe
you was
like 10,
heavy,
like 9, 10. Like, oh yeah, we was in the street. Yeah, I'm like, like we we hell. Fucking niggas up. I'm talking about niggas hell. Falling off that bitch. We done flipped that motherfucker. We running. Like for real. Like we was in the hood. Like so shit. That shit was damn. Like for real. That shit was live, dog. I ain't even gonna lie. Alright,
so Christmas time. Yeah, that shit is dope as fuck. One of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. People still say it's not a Christmas movie, but
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Yeah, I was gonna say one of my favorite was gonna be Friday.
Friday after next.
Oh,
that shit was a classic.
That's a classic Christmas joint. I'm gonna say one of my favorite. One of them. Trading Places.
Oh yeah, that was yeah.
That's good.
Cool. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That was classic.
That's a good Christmas joint. Go watch it if you ain't never seen it.
I got to say, I always say Home Alone. Like that's like Mount Rushmore. You can't put Home Alone.
Yeah, I mean you know that's a classic. That's a given.
What about The Christmas Story? Is that a classic?
That's yeah,
that's
a classic.
That's up there too.
It's a basic TV classic. So I don't even want to know, honestly. Yeah. I was going to be over
I'm
here.
I'm kind of tired of it. Like, if you've been watching that shit for 15, 20 years, like, yeah. I don't want to see that
I just told a chick that shit the other day. Like, I'm tired of seeing this shit. But this shit is still good. I still got to watch it.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to still watch it if it come on like that.
No, it might be on, but I wasn't watching it.
You just going to wait till he got shot in the eye with a BB.
My favorite part of that was when he was trying to tell Santa Claus what he wanted. And he stopped on the slide like, and he told him, motherfucker was like, you gonna shoot your eye.
I gotta watch it again.
Kicked him in the face, and he slid down the fucking slide.
Well, now I'm gonna definitely say that Best Man Christmas shit. That shit was fire.
The last one that they had?
Yeah, when it was like Christmas time.
That was made me cry in the theater.
I know, that shit was nigga. I'm a gangster nigga, but that shit was
nigga, that shit brought back nostalgia from the 90s. Like, boy, that was
real.
Some good black filmmaking time.
That shit was fire, though.
That was probably the greatest era to me, dog, in black filmmaking as far as like. I mean, I know the 70s and the 60s, you know what I'm saying? Like, they set the groundwork.
You know what's funny? It was the same motherfuckers in all the movies.
It was so great.
That's what made it so good.
Morris Chestnut.
Me alone.
That's what made it good because you seen him
grow. Teeth every now and then.
What's the nigga name? Omar
not,
Epps.
Monique.
Omar Epps.
Mm-hmm. Omar Epps.
The Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Five Heartbeats. That might be one of the top five black movies of all time.
Definitely.
Straight
up and down.
That ain't no Christmas movie, though.
Ain't
no Christmas movie.
You know what I never seen, though? We speaking of the Five Heartbeats, I never seen the Temptations movie.
Oh, my God. I seen that shit 138 times.
It can't be better than Five Heartbeats. Is it?
It's kind of.
Because I heard some niggas was
is.
Like, yo, Temptation shit better than Five Heartbeats. I was like, ain't no way.
Five Heartbeats is made up.
Yeah. It kind of is because it's.
It's
real
it's based off a group, though.
But that
group
shit is
real.
That shit
if
is.
You watch the end of the movie, they show the real group.
Yeah. It's based off the group, but like the Temptations. I don't know. I think the Temptations to me, like, were just like way more iconic.
But it's like, I seen the Temptations like 138 times. I seen the Five Heartbeats probably like 214 times. I don't know. But the Temptation shit long as fuck. But that shit is great.
Shit is
so you
like
you got to like just watch both of them shit back to back and then you
know
be like,
Eddie
all right.
Kane in it.
Nothing like this.
That Five Heartbeats though, that shit's fire though.
It can't,
I
ain't gonna lie. Nigga trying to riff like me.
Justin Kane.
This nigga trying to riff like me. You motherfucker. You want my spot flash? That's cocaine talking.
Yeah, that was pure cocaine.
Pure cocaine. That was the first time they tell you he was on cocaine. There's something wrong with this nigga's head of game.
Nigga knocked on his door. Open the door. Nigga, you trying to be me?
What?
Like I want that false confidence.
That was before niggas start putting baking soda on that shit, though.
Like I went to Miami and this Jamaican lady used to call me Flash instead of Flames.
Flash. Like,
she called me Flash. So every time she said it, I'd be like, just in case. Every time, I swear to God, I'm an asshole like that. But she'd be like, Flash. I'd be like, that shit was hilarious. That shit was all that nigga. That shit was hilarious, y'all. Because she always fucked my name up. So
Flash.
I'm like, Flash on the 5 Heartbeats?
Flash in the Ebony Sparks.
You already know.
That's a classic movie. But yo, Christmas movie?
Man, I mean, they got some dope shit, man. I mean, Christmas is dope.
Die Hard on Christmas.
Die Hard, nigga.
Yeah, I never watched that shit. It's good.
That show's fire.
It's worth watching. Really? It's worth watching.
That shit, you ain't watch no Die Hard?
Nah, I ain't watch.
You tripping.
Watch the joint with Samuel L. Jackson, Die Hard with a Vengeance. That's the best one.
Nah, man. Live for
Samuel L. Jackson in that bitch.
Samuel L. Jackson.
That nigga make everything
good. Telling you.
He gonna be in the next one.
You ever watch any Transformers?
Who was in Transformers?
It was started off Shia LaBeouf.
Talking about Samuel L. Jackson, this nigga said Transformers.
Well, it wasn't no Christmas one, was it?
No,
I ain't
never.
Oh, Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, that was.
Nigga, I just seen that shit the other night, my nigga.
Niggas talk about that shit.
If niggas just talking about that, niggas is late to the party.
Real shit.
That's been my favorite.
I've never seen it.
That shit was a classic growing up with Gina Davis.
Damn, but you know what? It's Samuel. You know, that's old Samuel Jackson, too.
That was the movie that really put Samuel L. Jackson, like, on the map, like, with the witty.
Like, as far as, I would say carrying the movie on his own, yeah.
I would say that, because that was the one that put me, like, all right, that shit fire. I just watched that shit the other night on Bounce.
That shit fire.
Sorry, Bounce. We need
that. That's a Christmas movie.
It is definitely a Christmas movie. Okay, man.
Facts. Oh, that's fire. I ain't think about that. That's fire. That's fire.
Shit, man. Oh, man, it's fucking Christmas time. I'm waiting for this new year to hit, man. That's what the fuck I'm ready for.
Yes.
It's time for me to do my generic new year, new me.
I ain't participating in none of that.
Same
2020 is my year. Because 2019 was my year and it wasn't my year. So I'm going to refrain from all that resolution shit. I'm just going to keep trucking. Keep doing what I've been doing like towards the end of the year. Tighten my shit up. And that's it.
Stay prayed up. Stay played up, man.
Yeah. You did.
Shit. Yeah, man.
We about to come hard with this High Class Dirtbag shit, though. 2020, it's got to be something.
So you're not going to do shit different in 2020?
Nah, we just going to keep it moving. We gonna come hard.
I'm talking about like you personally. You're not going to do nothing different?
No, I am. I'm going to do a little something different. That I'm just going to ramp it up a bit.
I'm officially old.
Like, whatever I was doing this year, I'm just going to do more of it in 2020. And not procrastinate.
Like, I don't think that the new year make me like, all right, nigga, I need to start doing something.
No,
else.
On my birthday,
I was like, all right, you know what? I need to switch it up a little bit.
I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
That's when I cut my dreads off on my birthday. I don't do shit on New Year's. Like on my birthday, that's my New Year. Yeah. Like the other New Year's for like the world. My New Year's on
your birthday. That's when you should change. If it's any time to change something, that's when you change.
That's when I always change some shit and change.
Don't do it when it's a fad and it's.
But when's your birthday? What month?
October 20th.
Oh, see, you got 10 months to think it up. That's why.
I mean,
it just passed.
Everybody in the world moving around you, but you literally got like, I got 10 months to see what you.
But if my shit was in January, I would start from the last.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
My shit in June. So I'm thinking like, if that was for me, my shit is in June. I got 6 months to. Like,
all right, man.
Do my thing.
You still understand that? 12 months. But what's the top things of this fuck? We're gonna do a top three real quick. Okay. Man. What's the top three things or top two, whatever y'all got for me, each of y'all? That happened in this decade, right? This last decade.
Damn,
that
been a decade.
This shit crazy. I didn't think it was gonna be like this.
Weed being legal.
Like,
I
knew that shit was gonna happen.
You ain't know 10 years ago though.
In this decade?
I mean, it was legal in California 10 years ago.
Because when I was in high school in Michigan, that shit was like
Denver.
That shit was legal.
Denver, yeah.
Like,
I don't think I was thinking about legal weed 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Like I'm talking about 99, 2000 in Michigan. That shit was like not recreational, but like you can have the shit. You get pulled over, you get a ticket for the shit. Like that was in
Maybe I should be more like I guess how widespread it is. Like I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could see that because I was sitting on Times Square and it was literally a cop standing next to a dude smoking a blunt, and they were talking, having a good conversation and shit. And I'm like, New York is one of those fucking states that if you get caught with some weed,
if you get caught with weed, you just get caught with weed, bro.
In New York.
I'm talking about in 98, nigga, I was caught with weed.
Right, and so now you gonna go on that tangent, or you gonna tell me your top three?
Crazy shit this decade?
Not crazy, just shit, whatever. Like, shit that surprised you this decade.
I guess, like, technology, like, the phone.
Man, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I mean, the phone.
Oh, not even just the phone, just everything.
Social media.
That, yeah.
Social media.
The fact that something so innocent. Because we were, because everybody in the room was around when the internet was born.
Like, so it's literally like The Sims right now.
Yeah, it's literally Matrix.
Yeah, it's the Matrix.
A lot of people getting tricked out of their money,
bro. Yeah. And their mind. It's the Matrix. It's a lot of motherfuckers that live online. Like, they don't even live in real life.
They just be online looking at everybody.
Or online flexing. And then in real life, they bed on the floor and shit.
That's the most bitches though. But yeah, nah, you got on the head. Now, but my thing is, how can something, because we, you know, like I said, we was around when the internet was born. So how do we go from tag to MySpace to motherfucking
everything?
Death. No, everything, including death, is on the internet. Like, you can, it's nothing you can't do.
Death's been on the internet, dog.
I know, but it's like, but it's been now in this full decade, range. Though, like, it's no matter what decade, you want, no matter what you want, with $40 and a text you can get.
You saying why?
No, that's crazy. I never thought I'd be able to get wings and a bitch to my house simultaneously, and I haven't even fucking moved all day.
I never even went through that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't know you could do that.
Can you do that? You ordered wings and a bitch?
I ordered wings and a bitch.
Is there an app for that?
Wait. How did you order a bitch?
Well, the wings was from DoorDash, not the and the bitch from was from List Crawler.
Oh, this nigga ordered a bitch for real.
Yeah, like a real woman that comes to slurp you up and leave?
What, $40 later, I was done. Man, and had 50 wings to smash.
$40.
Talking about what she looked like.
$40.
My nigga, that's a date.
She was actually not that. She was actually very attractive.
Nigga just went on a date, actually. He went on a date.
I went on a date.
He spent $100.
Especially if she ate some of the wings.
Yeah, she ate no wings. Right. She ain't no. She was there 15 minutes.
When you ain't eat 50 wings.
Yes, the fuck I did.
By yourself, nigga?
Yeah, one sitting, nigga.
You shitting out Timberlands, my nigga.
No, Timberlands.
Hold on, who said that? He shitting out Timberlands.
Shitting out Timberlands.
Holy shit.
Nah, but it's 2020, and this is an amazing thing. I thank whoever.
I don't think I would trust ordering a bitch.
Look.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You order bitches all the time.
No,
that
you don't.
That Tinder.
That ain't an order. That ain't. She ain't popping up at my crib.
I don't know the bitch.
Oh, motherfucker.
I see a bitch at the bar. I'm gonna get the bitch. Everybody else home. I'm getting that bitch. I got her. Now what's up? And then she paying everything. We ain't spending nothing on a bitch.
You spent $100.
I spent $80.
Who? Oh, you talking about
head? I took out $100 and had $20 left over. End of the night.
You got head?
You spending something on me? Yeah, what the fuck is gonna
be? I guess I'll go next real quick.
$40, man.
I would say I'm thankful for this damn decade. Is the black excellence that's been going on, man? Like, that's just been coming to light because it's been going on for decades now. Because we talk about how in the 90s making the movies, you know, to bring everything full circle. But like, just to see everything come to the forefront now, it's like, I'm really happy for that.
I just want
to
see more niggas pulling other niggas up. Like, don't flex on us. Don't just stunt on us.
Don't let it be about capitalism. Like, that's the whole thing.
Like, you got to keep the momentum. The only way we going to level the playing field is bring each other up. Like, the ones that make it got to reach back and bring the other niggas through.
We got to talk to each other. That has to be the problem. Because
that's what they do. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Like, the other... I'm not saying like who, but that's what they, not black people, that's what they do. They reach back and bring their own up within their own community or within their family or whatever. Like, we got to start doing that.
But the fact that you'll be sitting next to a nigga who can do the exact thing that you need to happen, and you'll never know.
But a lot of times a nigga be sitting right next to a nigga and know he could do what you need him to do, but he going to go to the other motherfucker.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Like, don't
that's
do that.
I want to say the shit that I'm disappointed in this decade. Nigga, the streets is fucked up.
Oh, nigga.
Ain't no streets no more. Like, the streets is dead. Like Jay-Z said, the streets is dead. The streets is dead.
The streets is dead, man. Mesh with the hood. That was a rap, dog.
It's more of an underworld thing.
Like, everybody want to be a fucking rapper.
If it's any gangsters left, if it's any like real thug activity left, it's under the surface.
Yeah.
The bullshit is what you see. Yeah. The fake ass thug niggas.
What the cops catch, that's easy money. That's what you see.
That's one of my things.
The real motherfuckers is doing this shit.
It's underground.
Underground, yeah. Everything looks the same. You go to the hood, you go to the suburbs, it looks the same, man. Honestly. I think the level of... That's why I feel like, man, people don't even believe it's poverty anymore. You tell niggas they ain't in a poverty situation. Really, they ain't even
poverty
fucking...
poverty different, nigga. I seen a homeless person texting the bitch, though.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
this nigga...
Yeah, no, that's tough, though.
That's,
tough, that's,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's people don't even think they broke no more.
But that's how you know how the shit done changed, because... Motherfuckers was still a little bit of something, really, the motherfuckers who ain't got shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can have a little cell phone or whatever, nigga. I'm gonna scramble up some money, get my phone on, try to get keep going woody woo. Mm-hmm. Shit, you ain't
got nigga, that's why stay. Niggas be scared.
Yeah.
I don't even see niggas steal phones like that no more. I've seen when niggas give back no phones.
Yeah, nah, you can get a free phone.
Go to Brazil and be holding your phone out like this.
Somebody give you a free phone. Niggas are stealing phones.
Niggas stealing phones. Niggas are stealing
phones. Think about it. If you seen a
phone. iPhones is $1,000. You ain't going to steal an iPhone if you can steal it? Niggas, $1,000?
No, man, because what are we really going to do
with
it?
The police will be at your house.
You know what I'm saying?
It depends. I mean, some motherfuckers know how to get around that shit. That shit ain't foolproof.
Yeah, niggas are smart. Yeah, I don't know too many smart criminals these days.
All you got to do is turn the phone off.
No, I know. The smartest criminals, I don't even believe are criminals. Those are different type of character. But I'm talking about those low hanging.
Hell no, the criminals. Smart than the motherfuckers now.
Hell yeah, no shit.
The biggest criminals.
Yeah.
Niggas can steal your car with no keys, unlock your shit.
Yeah, I seen that.
Open your garage.
Yeah.
And these is criminals. These ain't no scientific MIT motherfuckers. These niggas ain't go to school. They just know who to get the fucking equipment from.
Yeah, they just watching SVU.
Yeah, I know where to get the box from to unlock the shit.
Yeah. I know a motherfucker right now that's like, yo, man, hey, man, go ahead, order what you want, dog. I'm like,
what you mean?
He's
like, nah, go ahead
and
get whatever you want.
Fill
the card up. Like,
I don't know.
Nah,
I'm good. Like, I
don't
want no parts of that shit,
though.
I don't know.
I need that shit. I need a scammer. If there's any boosters out there, any scammers, DM the dirtbag.
I went to New Orleans like that one time.
What about you, man?
What you think about for this decade before we wrap the show up?
The amount of girls and colored hair has increased.
What? The amount of girls with colored hair. And wigs.
Think about it. It's been a lot more colored hair. I got
Well, no.
Bitch at the counter gave me coffee with pink hair.
Yeah. Like all the way pink.
Yeah.
No, like, but, yeah. No. Those wigs, those 48-inch wigs.
See, it's the hair, like he said, the color.
I'm sorry, athletic trainers. That has been an increase.
That's everybody a trainer.
They trying to get in where they fit in.
Health gurus.
Get in where they fit in.
Lifestyle guru. I got great genetics. I got a six-pack.
Yeah. Listing lady in the titty be out.
All a chick need to do, she already in shape because she ain't never really did nothing. So she's skinny, and then she put on some workout clothes, and she a health guru.
Boom. I like that hood booty. I like that booty that's filled with Fruitopia and hot wings.
You like UTI booty.
That's what you like, that UTI.
Girl, drink some water.
That Azo booty. She gotta take some Azo.
Some of the best pussy I had was the mattress on the Flopus.
Was she impoverished?
Oh, of course.
Oh yeah.
Hell no, I had one of the baddest bitches in the world on the floor.
On the floor.
All that shit nigga be talking about, dog, that did all that shit with the bad things, you know what I'm saying? Since crack cocaine. You dig what I'm saying? Like, all that, I'm dead for real. Model bitch, all that shit, nigga. You come to the crib.
I blame Nikki.
You on the floor, you laying out with me. And you had a nigga.
I blame Nikki. I know Trill ain't gonna agree because he don't want to piss somebody off. I blame Nikki.
She got something.
A lot of people leaving the church, bro.
Yeah, they are.
I'm gonna say that.
The church been on some bullshit. I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
For a long time.
It's these nigga 18-year-old pastors coming up.
Nigga
straight out of high school. I'm a pastor.
I'm a pastor. That got a Bentley.
This is my first lady. She's 45. He got everything in her name.
He was in prison.
Silver rights hands.
He was in prison since he was 13.
This nigga got a Martin Luther King haircut and shit. Fade that shit out, bro.
A lot of people have been leaving the church. But you know what?
Motherfucker.
This nigga got a round, not even a fro. It's like the pre-fro.
He got that Jalen Brown shit.
Dawson's Creek hair.
But you know what I've been noticing is that you'll have the, on Facebook especially, you'll have the older generation, right? The aunties that you shouldn't be friends with on Facebook putting the shit you put up. And then you'll say something about the church or having left the church, and they'll be like, come back to Jesus or something like that. And everybody had that goddamn look on their face,
nah,
like,
we good.
Yeah, I'm good.
But the thing with that I see, and that's why I don't got Facebook, and I don't really be fucking with a lot of that shit no more. Because really, to me, if you're supposed to be in the church and you're this person and all that shit, you would never have a Facebook. You would never be entertaining the devil's work. All the other bullshit. Because all that shit is nothing but negative energy.
Like, when you start bringing up that to them, it never goes well.
Yeah, but if you on Facebook, but you know, you talking your shit with your friends, but then you still being fucking you know what I'm saying, nosy.
Yeah.
And looking at all that's the envious. Ratchet shit going on. Yeah, that's
wrong.
All this
can't
shit.
Do that.
Like, that's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you entertain oh, half man, of the look, shit. Like,
I say, if you was a true Christian, you wouldn't eat shrimp or a pork, but then they look at me like I'm fucking crazy.
True.
I'd be like, oh, I'm talking
about the Bible.
nothing with the belly.
But it's still Christmas time.
Yeah, it's still Christmas time, right?
I think the main thing that turned people away from the church was
you
like.
You know how fucking cold it is in Hebrew?
All the pastors trying to get bread. Like, it's a business now. So it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
like
listen,
you're not gonna go, and he's not gonna like personally spark up a relationship with you because he's there to get the money and be out, do the next show.
Oh man,
you know what I'm saying?
If it gets
churches got
work.
Three shows a night now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Three shows every Sunday. Come early, come late,
and the material's already there.
Just drop the bread.
You ain't even gotta come up with no material. It's right there.
Yeah,
and they be streaming church too.
You know what
that's
saying?
All I'm about to say.
My girl be watching church. She's, you don't watch church? Like, I'm good.
You can get the DVD. You can get the stream. You can get downloaded.
Church.
You know what I mean? We can get sent it to your phone.
And they getting all that money.
Did you know?
And it's poor or homeless people or almost homeless people coming to your church listening to your word, but you getting all that money from them.
Hey man, I'm touched by a higher being. Your fucking problem, not mine.
Nah, man, that's why I like it. That's why I'm like,
but it's Christmas time.
Yeah, but it's like, Christmas time.
I'm like, niggas is pissed.
Let me just say the last thing. Worst thing about going to church, you got judgmental motherfuckers. So if I'm coming to church, obviously I'm trying to get my shit together, and then you got judgmental motherfuckers at church already, like judging you for being the type of person that you is or whatever you got on. That turn away young people from the church too, because you got the older motherfuckers who hate on us.
So true story. Last one. But one thing. I'm gonna say this one thing first. The timing doesn't add up. December 25th. If somebody was born December 25th,
man,
the,
man,
I know everybody.
You know, it's cold as a bitch.
Sheep in the field.
Yeah, nigga, it's cold as a bitch over there.
In July, something in real life.
But that's but okay. But so look, my wife, right? She still does the church thing sometimes. She goes for the music, and her mom wants to go, right? So we went. Well, we took our girlfriend too, right? And but look, the reason why we sat at the
what
house.
This nigga said he took his wife and his girlfriend
yeah,
to church.
Yeah, we sat at the house.
You should have burnt your ass up as soon as you sat there.
Wait, what?
Flames.
I took my wife.
This nigga said I took my wife and our girlfriend
yeah,
to church.
Yeah, and I had an argument with a man in church about
you,
how I came.
You weren't
to
prepared?
I know I was. All right, we were sitting at the crib, right?
Nigga, you don't go to into the battlefield like
and
that.
And we said, look. We more right than most people.
Stop.
In church.
Stop.
We don't eat pork or eat anything with the belly that touches the ground. I don't sleep in the bed with them when they on their period. Mm. Right?
Bro, but you got a wife and a girlfriend.
Wait, what?
And kings used to have more than one wife back
then. Pause. First of all.
Have a wife,
okay.
A concubine.
When you got married, who married you?
What?
Who married you? Was it a Christian pastor who married you?
Hey. No, actually was not.
What was it?
It was he was just somebody who could officiate marriage.
He ain't read out the Bible. It wasn't no biblical.
No, it was no Bible
involved.
He
become a pastor with $75.
This nigga said it was no pastor. He said, how he marry you? He was like, nothing had to do with the Bible at all? No.
He could officiate marriage.
It was just legally married. You're like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
black youngsters can marry people now. He
yeah, it's only $75.
I'm about to get
the
black
fuck
out
of here.
I'm not joking.
Me,
it though. Might be cheaper.
Hey, black youngster, come holler at me, though. I want you all here.
You know what I'm saying? You love the bitch? Whore?
Whore?
You married me, hoe? You promise to suck a nigga dick? You whore?
So say my red hoe? Yeah.
And if you believe all that shit, say amen.
But no, yeah. So we went and I had an argument with this dude. And he was like, how can you come to church like that? You know how y'all are. Now the dude knows me on Facebook, so he knows I show him both off.
That was
shit.
A bold move, son.
Very. So I said, man, you know what, Chris, crazy? If you read this book from front to back, I'm in better shape. Mm-mm. Than most people in here.
That don't mean nothing.
It means everything.
That don't mean nothing to God.
Man. It does read his book.
It don't. He ain't gonna be like, oh, you got less sins than him, so you come.
Nigga, yeah. How you
if you do it wrong is wrong.
Nigga, we talk
you shouldn't
about
be
that.
Going to church, my nigga. Like straight up.
So you can't sin and go to church.
You can't. Everybody's sin.
You shouldn't go to church.
Yeah, it's a lesbian playing the piano right now.
It's
like,
because
you're like,
choir director.
Like, I'm saying, not all y'all. It's like, you spitting in the face. You spitting
that's
in the
real.
Face of God. Bring your
that's
wife and your girlfriend.
God don't give a damn. You think God cares if I have more than one?
I ain't saying that.
I don't know, bro.
You don't know.
I think on the grand scheme of things, no.
The numbers, like, bro.
Nah, he don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the fact that you ain't have a marriage before God, it don't matter. Because you ain't have a biblical marriage. You just got legally married for the state.
But my thing is, if I didn't want a Bible to officiate my wedding, because I'm not Christian.
Because the nigga said he took his wife and his girlfriend to church.
Okay, I mean.
Yeah, but we went with our wife. We went with our wife.
I mean, shit, I know a pastor right now that had a fucking his wife and his girlfriend in the same church as he was on stage.
Well, my point, I think what I'm trying to say is, like,
last Sunday,
if you going by what they say in the Bible, like, you can't have a wife and a girl.
Nigga, who the fuck goes by that anymore?
Man, the Bible got so many people in there with multiple wives.
I'm saying, and multiple concubines and shit.
I mean, but I don't know.
Jesus' mama was a side chick.
And then you notice all of them that got multiple women is rich as hell.
They was kings.
So when you, I'm living in the biblical time.
All these hoes you want.
I'm the Kang in this motherfucker.
When you were Kang. Oh, man, this has been a fucking crazy episode, man. I gotta go get my motherfucking night started, man. Y'all niggas is cool as hell. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm gonna get
you going to a kids party.
Some shit.
You about to go to play party?
Yeah, man. I got some overalls on.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody, man.
This nigga looked like he was jogging at night, like y'all want everybody to see me.
This nigga about to go to class with Blade Brown and shit.
Nigga got motherfucking reflective colors on and shit.
Yeah, nigga got to see me.
I rock my bright colors.
I'd rather be seen than heard. You did. I'd rather be seen than heard.
I'm sorry.
That nigga gonna jump him.
Oh, the black Chucky sitting next to me.
It's
man.
Cool, man.
Good guys.
Shit, man. Yeah, man. I look like a grown ass kid.
Look, where you going, though, dog?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You like a manager at Oshkosh.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up, guys?
They make it for us, too.
Dapple. That's what you look
buy
like.
Buy one, get one free. As you can see, I did that and 30% off employee discount. So I'm here right now presenting this to y'all. Come by.
Flames about to go to the flat party. Flames, you still going to that fight party, right?
Yeah, I'm still going to go over there.
You know,
I sit on the south side, I'm still. Huh?
We're going to have a fight party right here. I'm going to pull that shit up on TV.
Yeah, you can have that fight. I already know who won. I Googled it.
I know.
You did, for real?
I'm just going to go through. Because I said I was going, so I'm going to go through.
This nigga Googled that lie.
Why would I participate in a mass DVR session? I'm good.
My nigga from the Chinatown.
I'm saying, because you just want to see the fight for yourself.
Hey, man. People
okay,
have
let me ask you
parties
this.
For like
was
Big
it a
Bang
knockout?
Theory.
Did somebody get knocked out?
No, don't say that. What? God damn it. I'm still going to watch it.
I'm sorry.
I got to pretend when I go over there now. Like, shit.
No,
I got to pretend two times.
I don't even know if I got to pay attention. Because
nigga, they still want you to pay full price for a fight that happened already.
I'm just gonna say that. Oh, no, I'm a nigga out.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all, dog.
I bet you can pull that shit up on the internet.
Nah, I was raised by a black daddy, dog. Ain't no way in hell, dog. Ain't no way in hell. My pops was gonna pay $79 for a fight that his homeboy recorded last night.
Yeah, that's what I told my nigga. I was like, nigga, you can do this shit at my house. I got the fire stick. I just watched it last night.
Nah, dog. Yeah, dog. I'm good, bro.
Damn. Hey, is he Caucasian?
Who?
The dude is inviting you over. For the watch party.
I'm a nigga
from
Bankhead.
Dang,
is he Caucasian?
Well,
I gotta know.
All right, well, who we had on the show today, man? Because y'all motherfuckers, man, trying to get me out the fucking
door. Oh, man, Eddie Kane. Kane underscore last, Eddie underscore first on Instagram. Sorry, man. I might change that. I'm going to change that. Y'all go ahead, though.
All right. J.Dot_.J/Crochet Instagram IG
Olinsky with 8 eyes -4 because somebody took him.
But I'm coming for
my 15.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming for my blue check or whatever he be saying.
$96 will fill up my gas tank.
Like, fuck y'all.
Flames P, man. You already know what it is. He's from me in the building.
Oh,
your baby
dang.
Mother's favorite still. You bitch, you.
Yeah.
Man, go Georgia, man. I know we about
who
to
else, man?
while I was 20
we had the homie D Ferg on here, man.
Yo, this is random as hell, too.
Yeah, man. Just like pull up on us. you know, talk some shit real quick, make it come full circle.
Yeah, pull up to a show too, man. I got shows, dog. The 12th and the 13th of December, downtown at the big, like, the big Laugh Factory.
Okay. Hey,
stand up and shit like that?
Yeah, I've been doing that.
13?
Nigga, you ain't told no jokes tonight. Niggas all nigga the whole time.
What I need to joke about, nigga?
God damn it. Nigga,
I get paid to do that.
This is day off, nigga.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
I'm sure.
I was like, that's nigga do jokes, nigga.
Nah, man.
That's like asking the you rap, nigga. You freestyle, nigga. Rap right now.
Yeah. I was saying the same thing, like, nigga, I rap.
Rap right now, nigga. Rap
all the time, nigga. I don't feel like rapping, nigga.
Since I'm a feel.
That's funny.
Yeah, pull up. And then, oh, yeah, my homies got an event on the 21st. I don't know when it's going to come out. But we have a consumption-friendly show where you could pull up. We record people from Wildin' Out pull up. So I normally produce like on the cameras and stuff. So y'all need to pull up. It got like infused food.
We in there.
Everything. We've been doing it for like 2 years.
So 21st, that's like a Saturday?
Yeah, it got to be Saturday. So pull up, you have a good ass time. Trust
I'm
me.
I'm definitely.
Yeah, man. That sound like yeah, something. There, that sound bro. Like something.
Hell yeah.
Well, something might be there.
Well, you heard the man. What's your Instagram again, bro?
Dferg, D-F-U-R-G. Pull up on us.
Yeah,
like,
Dferg. Really? Follow that shit, man.
Yeah, we coming out there, man. I'm coming out there. Fuck it. I'm off.
Man,
I'm
on.
Yeah, definitely employment. Pull up. Like, you're going to have fun. You're going to be baked like hell, though. I had a whole Slurpee, slushy, weed infused. I had to work cameras. Like, I'm going to drop the camera like 10 times.
Oh, shit. Man. I got to have one of them.
I can't have one of them.
I'm trying to be on cloud.
Man, they got,
10.
No, I definitely don't want that. Everything. Yes,
I got Destiny to drive up.
Yeah, I'm with that, man. I got to get out there. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no life, man. Fuck it.
Anything involving cannabis, I'm with it.
Nah, I fuck with y'all.
Didn't they come through? Don't they have a show coming up?
Oh, Hot man, Ones?
Yeah, in Atlanta, like a live one.
Yeah, they do.
When is it?
Eddie was actually a taste tester.
Yeah, I was. You know what I'm saying?
It's one of my favorite tracks.
How it turn out?
Man, I had to drink fucking almond milk for like 2 days.
How many wings did you have to eat?
I had to eat. No. So the one that's coming up is a 10-wing challenge for $25,000. I'm hoping I get a phone call about that shit.
How many wings did you have to eat?
I had to, for the tryout, it was 4 wings.
So you got through them?
It was the most excruciating thing I've ever been through.
But you got through it, though.
No. I wanted to die.
Oh, so you didn't?
No, I did it. I had to take a shot of hot sauce that's 500 times hotter than the jalapeno.
How would you do that?
Because they gave me $100. So, and then I had to eat a chicken wing that's 250 times hotter than the habanero.
And so they might call you.
They might call me.
Yeah. Well, that's torture a little bit.
It was a little bit, yeah.
You got to pay $100 to be tortured.
I knew it was bad when I walked in and Shawty gave us 2 tums apiece. And she said, "You need more, eat more."
That's how the slaves got here.
And she said, "Have you eaten today?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "When did you eat?" I said, "Noon." It was 4:00. And she's like, "You need to eat again." I'm like, "Damn, bitch, that's a lot."
This hot sauce about to burn a hole in your
shit. Well, she said, and then she's like, "I'm not going to lie to you. This is going to be the hottest thing you've ever eaten in your entire life."
Why would you even do that?
And I'm like, come on, Sean. I'm from Atlanta, man.
So what was the point? They just trying to find people that can do the challenge?
They can do the challenge.
So you made it through. Crazy, so it's between you and whoever else made it.
Yep, it's between me and that's like.
Oh, so you're going to be on the actual show?
I hope for $25,000, 10-wing challenge.
Boy.
But, okay, one girl did pass out.
She was white.
Drink you a pint of Crisco.
No, actually, all the black women did not make it. All the white women made it through.
You should with flying colors. Drink like some Crisco before you go.
That won't even help, bro.
For real.
That won't even help.
Like, it ain't going to really get to your stomach for a couple
honestly,
hours.
Honestly, eat like a half a jar of peanut butter.
Damn.
That's what you think?
That probably would have helped. Maybe.
You gotta research that shit. Research that shit.
It died a little bit.
One girl,
it took a couple days.
No, listen.
You're gonna shit.
One girl passed out. One girl threw up projectile style. One girl started crying, like literally in fucking tears. And one girl just laid on the floor and it hurt. But nah, I might have died. It was so hot. I couldn't talk.
What?
Like,
did you see the other dudes? Like the other guys?
No. Other guys were pissed. One dude stopped. One dude ate the first wing, took a bite out of it, put that bitch down. I was like, no.
Not me.
And the chick was like, "You're not gonna get your money if you don't finish this challenge." And he got like
how many other niggas?
Oh,
passed?
You gotta finish it for the idea. That's torture.
So the first one came out. It was 250 times hotter than the habanero. The second one was 500 times hotter than the jalapeno. The third one came out, and she didn't even give us, like, no rating. It was, like, on a 350,000 scale, right? And then they say, you got to take a shot of this one.
Nope.
And it's like, if you don't take this shot, you're not getting your money.
A regular shot?
Y'all like a shot me up. Of hot sauce.
What?
Which is some goddamn me and my homeboy just fucking around with each other type shit. But I took the shot.
Oh, you built for this.
Yeah, I was. But not on the way to... I couldn't talk loud.
I
didn't even want to smoke weed when I was
there. I would have been out, dog. I would have been like
hot food, though. I don't think I could have made that shit.
Give me my 100.
Like,
right
once
now.
It got to the shot.
Give me my 100 up front.
Nah, son. Like, I ain't taking no shot.
Yeah, nah,
man.
I'm cool.
Fuck you.
Yeah, bro.
It was a screw shot. I had to drink almond milk for the next 2 days. Fuck and you. I couldn't talk loud.
And your $100.
I'm cool.
I could not talk loud. I think I did die a little bit that day.
Whispering to everybody?
Yeah, I'm paying for it right now.
Well, that was a great experience for us to listen to
whisper.
I appreciate that story. And as always, you can find us at the High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
Hey, yo, when the hoodie's coming out?
I don't know. Pretty soon, hopefully. I don't know. You can purchase one, pre-order it. I just use that money to actually buy the hoodie.
There you go.
Like, that's what the niggas be. We'd be like, soon.
I'm taking orders, man. Put your money down, man.
Let me get that, though.
Hold me.
You can pre-order it.
You can pre-order it.
And then I'll just buy it.
Yeah, pre-orders make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's to say you're going to pay me when I get the motherfucker? Yeah. Anyway.
I was about 20.
Hey, they some dope ass. They some dope ass hoodies.
Yeah, so. You can check it out on the IG as always. It's been great. I gotta get the fuck out of here, man. I gotta go live my life.
We've been
it's Saturday. Man, I appreciate your fucking story. I appreciate D-Fur coming on, and as always, appreciate y'all listening to the High Class Dope Ass Podcast.
Yeah.
Bah, bah, all in your face, bitch, nigga.
Keep the change, the animals.
Go, dogs.
Get that Jeezy on the motherfucker.